Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, sitting on the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking majestic Buckhead. In an afternoon where the temperature is so hot, you can't believe it. I've always said that the South is the Bible Belt for one reason and one reason only. People down here know that if hell is this hot, you don't want to go. All right, this afternoon we've got a lot to do, a lot to talk about. I want to talk a little bit about the jobs number that has come out that is, very dismal for President Obama. There's 8.2% unemployment, and when you factor in the people who have just abandoned trying to get a job or are underemployed, that number goes up to 14.9%, which is really, in America, that's almost unheard of. Now, one of the things that is so amazing to me, this enigma, is that the people that are the greatest supporters of Barack Hussein Obama are the ones who are having the hardest time finding jobs. People of African Americans who will vote for him in the 90 percentile are almost 15% unemployed. Hispanics, 11. And women are close to 800,000, less of them working now than were working when he went into office. And yet all of these groups are the ones that support him. Men, particularly white men, do support him less, and their unemployment figures are in the 6th percentile, just right at 7%, which is not all that bad. Now, with all of that in mind, it's pretty amazing that Barack Obama has been able to hold on to his lead or be tied with Mitt Romney in a time and in a period when his performance is so bad, and yet he's in a virtual dead heat and ahead in some polls, and probably even after 3 months of just boom, 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 bad economic news, he's still in the lead. Now, he got a little bump from the Obamacare, but at the same time, this just isn't it's hard to understand how poor he has been and yet can remain a viable candidate for re-election. I'm thinking that we're going to have several guests today, but I'm going to put on my first guest here right now. Good afternoon, Richard.
Hi, yes. Is this John?
This is John Watts, and you are on the air, and we are talking about today's topic that I really would like to talk a little bit about is, probably the biggest thing that Romney has going for him is that he isn't Barack Obama. But at the same time, my question is this. Do you think that someone can win the White House by just being negative and saying, you know, Barack Obama has done a poor job, which he has, but at the same time, it just doesn't seem to me as if that's enough. It seems to me as if there have to be some things that you come out with and say, all right, this is what is wrong with the economy, and this is how I'm going to fix it. This is how I'm going to get it done, and come up with some kind of plan. Why has he not done that so far? What's your thought on the matter?
Well, I find it difficult sometimes to understand Mr. Romney from the standpoint of that he does seem to be standing in the wings, kind of waiting for Obama to falter a little more. Do you happen to know, John, are they planning some debates? I mean, it seems to me that all we've heard so far is things that go back and forth about, oh, he did outsourcing, oh, Obama has done this and that. But there's been no substance of what is really wrong with this country that these two need to, I think, go head to head and let the American people decide if whoever is going to be the most qualified person to be in the White House.
Well, there will be presidential debates. How many of them? Who knows? I don't believe that the schedule is set. But none of that's going to happen until the Republican National Convention and Democratic National Convention are passed. Interestingly, with the Democratic National Convention being in Charlotte, North Carolina, which was a state that Obama won by 5,000 votes, his chances of winning in North Carolina are very small. It's been hit hard, and there's been scandals in the Democratic Party in North Carolina, and it just voted overwhelmingly, surprisingly strong vote for same-sex marriage, to ban same-sex marriage, saying that it will be between a man and a woman only. And that was, when that happened, that was the exact time that Barack Hussein Obama came out in favor of gay marriage, capturing the headlines, because he's obviously the first president that has ever been for that publicly. Now, when he was running for the Senate, he was for same-sex marriage, but when he ran for the White House to begin with, he was, for one man and one woman as the definition of marriage, and stayed with that up until a couple of months ago. But now he's not going to win anybody who is for the sanctity of marriage, as an issue. So and he's being heavily supported by gays and lesbians, so he is
I interject that gay marriage is a minor issue in this country. I think you, in your beginning statements, were talking about the unemployment, and I'm sorry, I tuned in a little late, but if it's at 8.2%, if I'm not mistaken, it stayed the same as it was. But if you take the people that have stopped looking for work and are not part of the unemployment ranks anymore, it's closer to 14%, if I'm not mistaken. That's
it's about 14.9%.
14.9%. I mean, don't get me wrong. I am not personally for gay marriage,
But that's hither and yon to what's actually going on in this country. Who really cares about gay marriage? I noticed that President Obama wasn't at Congressman Barney Frank's wedding over the weekend. So obviously he's not all that concerned about it. But like you say, you know, they talk about Mitt Romney flip-flopping. Well, Obama has flip-flopped on that particular area too. But it's still, I just find it hard to believe that people, my God, that this country's going to hell in a handbasket. Obama's giving this country away. What is the national debt? My great-grandchildren will still be paying off what he's done to us. And we're talking about gay marriage. We're talking about these ridiculous little tidbits of nothing while the country is slowly but surely turning into European socialism.
All right. This is you really have hit it. This is an economic issue. We are our national indebtedness is over $15.8 trillion, which equates to about it's over $50,000 for every man, woman, and child. And if you put the burden on taxpayers, the ones that are paying the tax, because there's so many people that, you know, they may owe that, but they're never going to do it, it's closer to $150,000 per productive person in America for workers, which is staggering. I mean, that's, if a man and a woman together, that's over $300,000. You can buy an awfully nice house for just what we are in debt. And that
you could almost put your kid through college, but not quite.
All right. That being the case, what are the things, let's just say right this minute, that we are sitting down with the Romney team, what are the things that you would say to him about how to turn around the economy? That's the particular thing that I want to talk about. If you want to think about that for one second, I have one thing that I would say right to begin with. The American corporations are sitting on $3 trillion worth of assets that are overseas that they will not bring back into our economy to help it grow. Our gross national product right now is humming along at 1.7%. Well, that's kind of, if you remember the old Carol Burnett show, it was like the way Tim Conway, when he was playing the part of where he would walk and he would just take little bitty steps and it would take him 2 minutes to go about 3 feet. That's how strong our economy is going right now. It's almost not moving at all. With that $3 trillion, the reason that the companies are keeping it out of the United States, if they bring it back, 35% of it is taxed immediately. So where is their incentive to do it? Now, the progressives and the liberals are furious with these companies, saying that they are leaving that money on the sidelines and not using it because they don't want Obama to be president. Well, you know, that's pretty silly. What they are doing is saying, if I'm going to have 35 cents for every dollar go to tax, I'm going to leave it overseas and not waste that money. Now, if there was a 1 or 2 year tax holiday for these corporations, state, you can bring that money back to the United States tax-free for 2 years. If those $3 trillion are put to work by people who know what the heck they're doing, they're going to be able to create real jobs and real growth. But you know who never thinks of something like that? Barack Hussein Obama. Why? Because his whole idea is to redistribute the wealth, and he wants to punish these corporations because he's a socialist. At least that's the way I see it. What do you see?
I feel exactly the same way. I don't see that Obama is looking out for the best interests of this country. I think he thinks that the people that are actually creating the jobs are the enemy. And I think he's going about it backwards. And he's putting, as my mother used to say, he's putting the cart in front of the horse.
Well, now, if you took this, if you allowed these corporations to take this money tax-free, if they bring it back and use it for growth, that is a stimulus that will work because they're using their own money to advance their own corporations, to make money for their shareholders, and they will do it well. If they make money, then they're going to need new workers. The unemployment will go down. People will have cash to buy new goods. Even the companies that don't have money overseas, that don't have those kind of assets, will be in a position to where they can make money. It seems to me as if this is the smartest thing that they can do, because they're not going to get that 35 to 40% tax anyway, because these companies aren't going to do it, and you can't force them to. I suspect that they would like to, but they can't. Okay, that's one thing. Second, drill in America. In Anwar, in Alaska, open up the Rockies. When the Department of Energy was created by Jimmy Carter in the late 70s, the purpose for it was to have less dependence on overseas oil. At that time, 70% of our oil was produced domestically, and 30% came from overseas. Carter thought that was too much and created this Department of Energy to bring oil back to the United States. Well, now we have this huge monstrosity, and guess what? 30% of our oil is produced domestically, 70% comes from overseas. A lot of it comes from Canada, and that's not so bad, but the Department of Energy hasn't worked. The restrictions on people drilling has hampered growth. For example, the pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline, would have cost nothing, but who wouldn't allow it to go forward? Obama. He just it isn't something that he would allow. It was a total failure from our aspect of trying to make things work in the United States. And here, if we turn that back around, from 70% going over to going overseas and 30% here, if we just even made it 50-50, the growth in this nation would be astronomical. But we don't do it. Why?
And why isn't Romney being very specific about our energy policy? Why do you think he doesn't do that?
I really don't know. I mean, it seems to me that there's a lot of things that this country needs, and there's a lot of things that the public is interested in that neither one of them seem to want to put the first, stake of the fire, as the case may be. But it seems to me that even Mr. Romney, I would be beating the drum about telling this country that I will repeal Obamacare and institute just that part that is meaningful for the country, rather than what it's turning out to be is just another tax on us. And it doesn't affect the poor people because they're not paying anyway.
There you go. Well, listen, thank you so much. I'm going to take our next guest now, and I appreciate you calling in, sir.
Hello, this is Jack Watts
on Jack Watts Live. Hello?
Hello.
You're on. Yes.
Well, thank you. It's good to talk to you, Jack. This is Kevin from Atlanta.
Kevin, how are you today?
I am well. Thank you very much. It's the end of a fine Monday.
Well, we always like to have the end of the first day of a work week. But it's always good in this particular economy to work anyway, to just have anything that has any kind of positive effect. Now, our topic today, and I'm going to be honest with you here, Kevin, I'm a little frustrated with Mitt Romney. So far, it seems to me, is his only running point is that he's not Barack Obama, and that's a good one. But I don't believe it's enough to unseat a charismatic president, regardless of how poor his performance has been, which, of course, it's been. Now, we were discussing what are the things that we would do and what advice we would give Mitt Romney about economic advice about how we would turn this country around, and we talked about having a tax holiday for a year or two that would be for companies that have investments overseas, which amount to about $3 trillion. Let them not pay any tax for a couple of years on that money. You talk about a stimulus, and it wouldn't cost anything. It would create jobs, and you would be letting people use their own money with their own companies to create jobs that they know how to do and wealth. And that seems to me like a no-brainer. What other things do you think we should do?
Well, first of all, I agree with you that it isn't enough that he is just not Barack Obama. That's a great selling point for me, but there's too many people in the United States today, too many voters, unfortunately, who mindlessly follow Obama because of his charismatic, I'm not going to call it leadership, but his charismatic personality. And he has to convince those people that there's a better alternative. But at first, he's got to convince them that Obama's bad, and that's going to be tough. But I think he can do it. But he needs to come out less like John McCain 4 years ago and a lot harder. He needs to take off the gloves, and he needs to fight Chicago style, because that's what Obama's going to do. And I hope that for our sake, I hope that Romney is saving the guns for the gunfight for last. Because right now he's clear in his message, but he's pulling punches. So
I think that his campaign staff ought to stir in some Viagra in his coffee every morning, because he just needs to grow a pair. and get out there and do the job for the American people. He's wanted this, and he absolutely trashed all the opposition so that he could become the nominee. He's gotten it, and now what is he doing? He's wimping around, and that's the dadgum truth. And we do not need a wimp.
I hope he can do to Obama what he did to the rest of the Republican field, and I think that'll work.
If he did to Obama what he did to Newt in Florida and what he did to Santorum in Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama, he could do pretty well. But he has to have some positive things. He has to be able to say...
But on every single point where he can say that Obama has failed, he can offer a very positive solution because the solutions are there. It's not like you have to fight socialism with Marxism or Marxism with communism. You can fight Obama's brand of Marxism with free market capitalism. It's not that tough, and he has to sell his agenda of free market success because he's done it. For the tax holiday, I don't think you'd need a couple of years. 1 year, and you bring in trillions of dollars that are sitting over there. And the reason, this is what Romney has to sell them, the reason it's sitting outside the United States is because of taxes. As soon as they bring it over today, bam, 40% right off the top. And that's, you know, that's a lot of money. When you're talking about bringing, you know, $500 million over, or a billion or $10 billion over from another country, 40% of that is a huge swipe. And if you offer to...
There's no way... There's hardly any way to ever regain it. So there is a zero incentive. But that money is real money, and it can be used to stimulate this economy, which is growing at 1.7%. That's not growth in America. That's stagnant.
It's not. And that's the hard part about we'll be selling that, because there's a huge contingency of the United States voters who think that corporations are evil. And specifically, they think Romney's corporation, the Romney's corporate raider mentality, is evil. And he has to overcome that. And he has to sell this as, look, you want jobs? Companies create jobs. Companies with money create more jobs. And then a tax holiday is a good that's a good bullet, an excellent silver bullet, a shot in the arm. But it's not long-term certainty, which is what the markets are severely lacking and have been lacking since 2008. They have no certainty. Nobody has any idea what Barack Obama is going to take next. So they're not doing anything. Apple finally declared a dividend, and they've got $100 billion in the bank in Atlanta, in the United States. They don't have to repatriate that. They have all that money, but they're not spending it because they have no certainty. Another thing that Romney can do is to sell a very simple solution for after they repeal Obamacare, and they have to do that. If they don't do that, there's not a lot of reason to even talk about healthcare except to chip away at it over the next 20 years. But he has to sell a very simple, appealing solution after they repeal Obamacare. And the free market solutions can work. The Republicans 3 years ago when Obamacare was passed had a two-page solution. And one of the points is let the insurance providers sell insurance across state lines. And another part of it was make medical expenses tax deductible. There you go. Those two things would open the healthcare market wide open and create tons of competition. And as anybody who knows economics knows, competition lowers prices.
Yes. Maybe a little tort reform thrown in there. The trial lawyers are, because that's not a part of Obamacare, and for good reason. They're the ones that give him all the money, so he didn't want to put them in all the – and you cannot have serious healthcare reform without tort reform. Well,
I agree. Institute loser pays, and it changes the whole market.
Mm-hmm. In the next we've got about 30 seconds left. Is there any other thing that you would recommend to Mr. Romney right now?
He needs to demand, first, a budget. And he needs to rip apart President Obama and the Senate Democratic leadership for never creating a budget. He needs to hammer that away, that the largest economy in the world has no budget. And then he needs to demand not only a budget, but a balanced budget. He preaches all the time, and he's right that it's immoral that we spend more than we take in.
We're out of time. God bless you, and God bless America. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jack.